Amen. You want to just look at someone like the musician said today. Just tell them everything is going to be all right. I promise you, God will dry your eyes. You just trust in Him. See, I know because I've been in the situation before. And every time I got in the situation, some situations I got myself into, that's not on record, is it? I don't want everybody to know what I did. But the thing about it, every time I went through something, God always got me out. There's nothing too hard for Him. So I just want to leave you today knowing that when your back is against the wall, Jesus is standing right there with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Underutilized weapon at our disposal.
Amen.
Amen. We need to learn to talk to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I want to direct your attention just for a few moments. We want to read in your hearing one of the verses printed in your responsive reading. Those additional verses will, amen, sum up our sermonic thoughts for today.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 3. You can turn there when you have it. When you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why are we sitting here until we die?" Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about lessons from lepers.
All right.
Lessons from lepers. You do know you can learn something from any and everybody.
Amen.
If you would be more observant.
All right.
And more attentive.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
God gave us two eyes, two ears, and one mouth.
Amen.
Amen. He did that because He wanted us to do more looking and listening and less talking. But too many of us go to school and we try to teach the teacher how to teach. But you can learn from anything.
Alright.
They said, "Why sit we here until we die?" They knew their prognosis was bad. It wasn't good.
Amen.
They knew that it was only a matter of time before their demise would come upon them. Why sit we here until we die?
All right.
This is the wise question that was propounded by the members of a certain committee that met a great many years ago. According to scripture, the place of the meeting is the gate of the city of Samaria.
All right.
Samaria is being besieged by the army of the Syrians. For many days it has been closely shut up. The food supply has been cut off.
Yes.
Hunger is stalking its streets.
All right.
Unless relief soon comes, many will die.
Amen.
Among the first to feel the pinch of hunger were the members of this starvation committee.
All right.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
Amen.
No, I turned the organ off. Thank you. I hear it still going. The members of this starvation committee, they were beggars to begin with.
All right.
So they were dying by the inch now.
Yes.
These four leprous beggars. It was for this reason this committee came together. Now let's take a look at this starvation committee. They were not conspicuous for their rank or their wealth. Every man is a leper.
Yes.
Every man is penniless. Every man is being tortured by hunger. Every man is fisticuffing death. They at least had some common sense.
All right.
In their deliberation, they came to the wisest possible conclusion. Is that right?
Amen.
They had common sense. Got a lot of folk got book sense. But they ain't got no common sense. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But they came to the wisest possible conclusion. The first conclusion that they came to is they resolved upon some kind of action.
Yes, sir.
That's the first thing they did. They resolved that we need to act now. You hear them saying, why are we sitting here?
Yes.
Until we die. Brothers and sisters, do something. Make up your mind. Don't be double-minded.
All right.
For a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Yes.
Some of us are fluctuating. We vacillating. We can't make up our mind. Can't make a decision. Just do something.
Amen.
Sometimes it might be wrong, but you can learn from it.
Yes.
They said, why are we going to sit here until we die?
Amen.
It is hard to resolve to act. It's so easy for us to just sit and deliberate and deliberate and talk and never do anything.
All right.
Somebody said talk is cheap. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. It's hard to act. We much rather spend our time coming together. Committee meetings. Business meetings. Caucuses.
Yes.
Trying to discuss what we need to do.
Yeah.
Then plan another meeting to talk about what we already discussed.
All right, preacher.
It's hard to act. This group avoided disaster because they were driven to action.
Yes.
By the pressure of compelling needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that need is struggle.
Amen.
They were struggling. How many of you know need more? Yeah, some of y'all. Need more. But make you act, is that right? Need more will make you get up and go to work in the morning. Even when you don't want to go because you need more. Is that right? When all of your needs are easily met, it's very easy to do nothing.
All right.
When you have no struggle, when everything you touch turns to gold, it's easy to do nothing.
Yes.
And I'm afraid that most of us in modern Christendom suffers from the malady of doing nothing.
All right.
Somebody else is going to do it. Why do I need to do it? I'll just wait for somebody else. And nothing gets done. But this wise group, this wise group resolved it was better to take action than no action. Amen, lights and walls.
Amen.
It's better if we do something. Because if we don't do anything, we gonna die.
All right? Amen.
They knew that it was far better to fall down again and again than to be too cowardly to ever really stand on your feet.
All right.
So I say to you, stand up.
Yes.
Be strong. Don't be paralyzed by the fear of failure.
All right.
See, some of us won't act. Some of us won't do because we afraid.
All right.
That it ain't going to work out.
All right.
Well, these lepers, they resolved. They were not afraid to do something because they knew that if they did nothing, they were going to die.
Yes.
They knew that there was absolutely nothing to be gained by inaction. Brothers and sisters, inaction accomplishes nothing.
All right.
There is no progress without action.
Yes.
We got to do something. Is that right?
Amen.
If we sit still, this committee discerned that we surely will die.
All right.
Listen to them. It's needless as they talk with one another. It's needless for us to wait for something to turn up. It's needless for us to lay down and at the gate expecting somebody to bring us milk and bread at night while we sleep. Waiting will get nothing done.
All right.
Now, do something, but I need to put a footnote there. There is a time to wait.
Yes.
When the Lord says to wait.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes.
But some of us have gotten too small for even ourselves. We explain away our inactivity and our inaction by saying, I'm waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen, like. Why you ain't doing the way? I'm waiting on the Lord. Why you ain't? I'm waiting on the Lord to give me direction in ministry where I can serve. I'm waiting on. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You can use divine scriptures like, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall walk and not get weary.
All right.
Run and not faint. Take on wings. Is that right?
Amen.
All right.
But we use that to explain our inactivity. They said if we keep on waiting, it will not satisfy our hunger. Death will be our bread. So let's do something.
Yes.
Let me shift gears slightly so that we can get some spiritual meat out of the lesson. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
All right.
That was a question that the book of Hebrews asked. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Everyone in here ought to be saved.
Amen.
Everyone in here, you meet somebody that don't know Jesus.
All right.
And if you meet somebody that don't know the Lord, he should be introduced to them.
Amen.
Is that right?
Sir.
So what is the answer to the question, how should we escape so great a salvation? There is but one answer. There is no escape.
All right.
To refuse to accept salvation is to miss being saved.
Amen.
To refuse to know Jesus as Savior is to miss a great privilege of knowing him.
All right. Yeah.
How shall I escape if I let my food, that is Christ alone? Mm-hmm. How shall, amen, I escape? There is no escape.
Amen.
Without food, man will die.
Right. Yeah.
Without Jesus, man will spiritually die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without Jesus, the bread of life, mm-hmm, and the water of life, man cannot survive.
Amen.
Note this, brothers and sisters. You've heard me say this before. A man can starve in H-E-B. Food everywhere.
Yeah.
A man can be ignorant, sitting in the Innes Library. Books all around them. Computer access.
Yes.
But unless you go through the process,
yes,
of digestion and assimilation,
all right,
amen, you can sit in H-E-B and starve,
right,
because you won't eat.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
The truth is, no one can become proficient in anything without practice.
Amen.
Your skills cannot be improved if you neglect them.
Right.
How can one claim to be a Christian and ignore Christ?
Right.
How can we hope to reap the benefits of the death and the resurrection of our Lord by sitting idly by? The Starvation Committee resolved to do something.
Mm.
Listen to this little poem I ran across. It says, he made no mistakes, took no wrong roads. He never fumbled the ball. He never went down neath the weight, amen, of a load. He simply did nothing at all. He lost no hard fight in defense of right. Never bled his back to the wall. He never fell faint in his climb to the light. He simply did nothing at all. So death came not, for life slipped by. And he feared for the judgment hall. When they asked him why, he said with a sigh, I simply did nothing at all. Oh God, we're pardon your blunders, my friend. Regard with pity your fall. But the one big sail that surely means hell is simply to do nothing at all. Oh, if you don't get that, let me put it to you this way. You don't have to do anything to go to hell. Nothing. If you do nothing, hell's gates are waiting for you. Help me, Holy Ghost. You've got to accept Christ. They resolved to act. The next question, what they would do. There were two roads open to them. One, they could go into the city. But one on the committee said, no, there's no bread in the city.
All right.
The second road was to fall into the hands of the Syrians.
Yeah.
Listen to the committee member.
Right.
He said, gentlemen, I'm not asking you to join me in an expedition to the camp of the Syrians.
All right.
Because I think we can force them to give us bread.
All right.
No, am I asking you to go because these Syrians are our friends.
All right.
Because they are not.
Yes.
Nor am I asking you because they've invited us. Because they did not. The reason for offering this seemingly mad resolution is this. It's not certain that they will kill us.
All right.
But they might.
Yes.
I know the odds are against us.
Yes.
Yet there is a chance.
Mm.
For to remain here or to go into the city means certain death.
Yes.
So the revolution was put forth. An and it carried by unanimous decision. They rose and put their resolution into action. How many of you know that a resolution is only as good as its application? Gotta get a witness here. Now as they came near the camp, they crouched down upon their knees, waiting for the enemy to jump out at any time and say, boo! But there was no one in sight. They crawled cautiously until they came, they were able to touch the tent with their hands. Once they touched the tent, not a soul was there. They gathered courage to enter. Instead of finding the enemy, they find food. The Bible says that they ate with the greediness of starving men. They had fruits, bread, cheese, and wine. It was a free banquet buffet. And when they finished in one tent, they moved to the next tent. Not only did they eat until they could not eat anymore, then they began to gather up treasures. Silver and gold. Ain't God all right? Costly garments. And started hiding the plunder. How many of you know today that God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think? They went in for food. They came out with silver and gold. Can I get a witness here? They took one flimsy chance and found everything for which their hearts desire. They took a chance. They decided if we stay here, we're going to die. So we might as well go in to the camp of the Syrians. Help me, Holy Ghost. But this committee meeting was not over. Because the Bible says they met again. And listen, they decided not to keep it to themselves. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. Me, Holy Ghost. They said, let us go and tell the king's household. This is more than we could ever use. This is good news. Let us not wait till morning. Let us not postpone telling it. We've got friends who starving in the city. We must go at once and tell them the good news. Can we get a witness here? They realized that they were being greedy and selfish. Amen, lights and walls. They had more than they could ever use. So they decided that we gonna share with somebody else. Let's sit at the feet of these leprous beggars and learn some lessons. How can we remain silent when the Lord has been so good to us? You ought to tell somebody. Tell it everywhere you go. Your testimony may have the length of a freight train.
short like Amtrak.
All right.
But can't nobody tell it. Like you can tell it. What the Lord has done for you. Can I get a witness here? The four lepers, their condition didn't hinder their action. Why should we here until we die? There is a time to stand still. And there is a time to move. So they rose. And notice the Bible says at twilight, between sunset and full nighttime, a state of imperfect clarity. But they went. They didn't wait till the sun came up. They made their way to the city to tell everybody that they came in contact with. There's food, and the Syrians are gone. When you have a mind to move, God will go before you. Come here to witness it. We got to have a made up mind. When the people had a mind to work, Nehemiah said that God did some great things. Come here to witness it. They found more than they needed in the camp. And I'm glad today that I serve a risen Savior. He's in my life today. Come here to witness it. I heard David say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come here to witness it. And he went on to say, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, you ought to get close to me. You ought to get close to somebody. Because when the Lord starts pouring out blessings, my cup is going to run over. When God blesses you, you ought to tell it. Come here to witness it. It's a shame to get full of the word of God and allow others to go hungry. It's good news. Good news in bad times. That's what we ought to share. These lepers, they have enough sense to know that if we stay here, we gonna die. We can go into the camp and the Syrians might feed us and let us go. But if we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, which we are not allowed to go into the city because of our condition. We already know the condition in the city. There is no food in the city. So we just going to take our chance. Go into the camp of the Syrians. And guess what, brothers and sisters? God had already worked it out. He had already fixed it. While you trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. And if you move by faith, God will go before you. Because the Bible says that the Syrians were awakened by a loud praise. And they started running, dropping their weapons, leaving their beasts of burden, leaving their possessions, because God struck fear in them. Didn't use a soldier, didn't fire a bullet, didn't shoot an arrow, but his very presence. They went into the camp and got everything that they could ever hope for.
strong confidence in God's power. If you got confidence, God can deliver you from any circumstance or any crisis. And I'm through preaching. But whatever it is that got you hedged in, that besieges you, that attempt you from living a fruitful life, God can deliver you. Nothing can defeat or conquer us if we only trust in God. Amen. Lights and walls. You got to believe that. You got to believe that when you pass through the waters, they will not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, it shall not kindle upon thee. Is that right? That's the God that we serve. The door of the church is open. If you hear, this is your opportunity to learn some lessons from the Lord. Get up and do something. Once you do it, and God bless you, tell somebody.
Hallelujah.
Is that alright?
Yes.
Don't be stingy with what God has blessed you with.
Right.
You got some friends and some family that, that need to know how good God is.
Yes.
So tell somebody. Amen.
Yes.
If you hear, this is your opportunity to say yes to the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.